Kyiv promises major southern counteroffensive, urges residents to flee massive fight. By Breitbart London on July 9, 2022. Kyiv, Ukraine, AP, Russian forces are managing to raise through hell in Ukraine's eastern industrial heartland despite reports of them taking an operational pause. A regional governor said Saturday, while the government in Kyiv urged people in Russian-occupied southern areas to evacuate by all possible means ahead of a Ukrainian offensive. Deadly Russian shelling was reported in Ukraine's east and south. The governor of Luhansk, Serhiy Hadai, said Russia launched over 20 artillery, mortar and rocket strikes in the province overnight and its forces were pressing toward the border with neighboring Donetsk. "We are trying to contain the Russians' armed formations along the entire front line," Hadai wrote on Telegram. Last week, Russia captured the last major stronghold of Ukrainian resistance in Luhansk, the city of Lysychansk. Analysts predicted Moscow's troops likely would take time to rearm and regroup. But so far, there has been no operational pause announced by the enemy. "He is still attacking and shelling our lands with the same intensity as before," Hadai said. In a later post, he claimed the bombardment of Luhansk was suspended because Ukrainian forces had destroyed ammunition depots and barracks used by the Russians. Ukraine's Deputy Prime Minister, Irina Verschuk, appealed to residents of Russian-held territories in the south to evacuate so the occupying forces could not use them as human shields during a Ukrainian counteroffensive. "You need to search for a way to leave, because our armed forces are coming to de-occupy," she said. "There will be a massive fight. I don't want to scare anyone. Everyone understands all of this anyway." Speaking at a news conference late Friday, Verschuk said a civilian evacuation effort was underway for parts of the Kherson and Zaporizhia regions. She declined to give details, citing safety considerations. It was not clear how civilians were expected to safely leave Russian-controlled areas while missile strikes and artillery shelling continue in surrounding areas, or whether they would be allowed to depart or even hear the government's appeal. The war's death toll continued to rise. 5 people were killed and 8 more wounded in Russian shelling Friday of Siversk and Semihirye in Donetsk province. Its governor, Pavlo Kirilenko, wrote on his Telegram channel on Saturday morning. In the city of Slavyansk, named as a likely next target of Russia's offensive, rescuers said they pulled a 40-year-old man from the rubble of a building destroyed by shelling on Saturday morning. Kirilenko had said multiple people were under the debris. Russian missiles killed 2 people and wounded 3 others Saturday morning in the southern city of Kryvyi Rih, according to regional authorities. They deliberately targeted residential areas. Valentin Reznichenko, the governor of the eastern Dnipropetrovsk region, asserted on Telegram. Kryvyi Rih's mayor, Oleksandr Vilkol, asserted in a Facebook post that cluster munitions had been used, and he urged residents not to approach unfamiliar objects in the streets. 7 people were injured in a Russian rocket strike on Ukraine's second-largest city, Kharkiv, on Saturday morning and 3 of them were hospitalized, including a child, the regional governor, Oleh Zinyahubov, wrote on Telegram. In the southern city of Mykolaiv, Mayor Oleksandr Senkevich in a Telegram post said a Russian missile attack was underway. He did not mention casualties. Russian defense officials claimed Saturday that their forces destroyed a hangar housing U.S. howitzers in Ukraine, near the Donetsk province town of Chasiv Yar. There was no immediate response from Ukraine. The British Defense Ministry reported Saturday that Russian forces in Ukraine were now being armed with obsolete or inappropriate equipment, including mount-pound armored vehicles taken out of long-term storage. The mount-pound entered service in the Soviet military in the 1950s and does not provide the same protection as modern armored vehicles. While mount-pounds have previously been in service in support roles on both sides, Russia long considered them unsuitable for most frontline infantry transport roles, the British ministry said on Twitter. The Russians also have brought Cold War-era tanks out of storage. Associated Press journalists across Ukraine contributed. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.